This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome, America. That's right. We want to welcome all of you for tuning in on our new segment that we're doing inside of Home Talk USA called Invent America, where we try to realistically talk about the process of bringing your technology to the market from start to finish, along with my co-host, Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, I'd like to welcome her now, the inventor lady herself, Rita.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. Wow. Well, a lot going on as we start to prepare in a couple months for the International Building Show / the Hardware Show in Las Vegas, where we're going to be attending. And that's a lot of planning going on there. And as we get close to the show, we're going to have some information on our websites. But give us an update. What's happening?
Well, the cool thing for us is that we've got a whole new structure being built for the National Hardware Show. We'll have about 30 inventors in our space. We'll be doing some live broadcasting from our space. And so, you know, it's exciting to have that, you know, new larger area that is dedicated to our inventors who want to be able to license their intellectual property and get their products out there. So, you know, a lot going on with the show this year because it's going to be such a large show. And so it's the Kitchen and Bath, the International Builders Show, and the National Hardware Show, and they are using this year for the first time the entire complex in Las Vegas, which is just huge.
Yeah, three shows. So I'm for it because it's going to save me a lot of money. Because I used to have to attend all three, not catch all in one shot. But it's not only a great opportunity to display your current inventors, but you also, well, I guess you also use it as a recruitment tool, don't you?
Well, we do, and you know, part of it is that for so many inventors, they get forced into startup mode that is just so expensive. And for our inventors, they want to be able to license their intellectual property. So that means basically they're renting their patent to someone else to make it, sell it, and send them a check. And it keeps the inventors from having to do all the heavy lifting themselves, which is a wonderful opportunity that the inventors have so that they don't have to spend that $500,000 and be experts in building a business, in marketing a business, and in manufacturing. Yeah. Because most aren't. You know, they're everyday people. I mean, that's one of the big things about Invent America is that, you know, everyone, everywhere, at any age can be an inventor.
Well, let's talk about
facilitating that.
Well, let's talk about the three guests that you have lined up today.
Lexa Gandolfo is our first one. She is the inventor of the cargo caddy. And then we have got Leo Mazur from Southern Florida. He's the president of one of the groups in South Florida, also an inventor. He's got a whole bunch of products that are out there. And then our last one is Carmine Danesco, and he's the president of the United Inventors Association. So today we're going to be talking about how those independent groups help give inventors support. A lot of times the greatest resource is the one that's next to you on the screen or sitting in a room that you can say, well, how did you do this? And they say, well, you know, I made a ton of mistakes and wasted a lot of money, but this is where I finally ended up. And so the most valuable resource is a lot of times the person sitting next to you. And that's what we're here to talk about today.
Well, these great companies and organizations, they kind of already laid out the blueprint for possible success. It doesn't guarantee you success, but they kind of lay out a blueprint where basically it really helps you monetarily wise that you won't make the mistakes as past inventors. Am I correct?
Exactly. There are, you know, a lot of times they'll give you the good resources, or at least to point you in the right direction on where to go to get some help. And like for me, when somebody attends the Inventor Roundtable meetings, we do Inventor Roundtable East and Inventor Roundtable West. They're virtual. So anybody, I mean, our last meeting, we had somebody from Florida, and then we had somebody from Washington State. So we literally crossed the country with our membership on these. But we can say, you know, do it this way, or here's a resource, or this is where you can go to get that first prototype done. So that they're able then to see kind of the steps that go, that people go through to conserve their dollars. I mean, I get so many inventors that just throw a ton of cash right away at it, and they need to conserve that, and that's what we help them do.
Well, we only got about a minute left before we're going to get our first guest on, but I always like to drop a little plug. If you're an inventor listening to this show now, I know you've been getting some calls during the week. There is a process that you have in place, right? You care to go over that right quick?
Well, first thing you do is get a hold of me so we can find a non-disclosure, non-compete. And then we go through the steps of, you know, the independent search. Can you do something, or are you infringing on someone else? Those are the first two really big steps. After that, you get plugged into the Inventor's Galaxy Guide, being able to attend the meetings with us, get your questions answered. There's always a book to read. There's always, you know, a speaker to listen to. Here's where we actually allow you to do the talking.
But I want to, in the future, though, I want to drop an educational dime, because I've been getting a lot of texts and emails trying not to discourage someone that maybe when they do that research, maybe they find that technology that's already there. But I want to do a show on don't discourage, because there is a patent process on an existing product if you do differently what the product is, or you have a better way or something to figure out, because you can add to a patent to make it better. Am I correct? Than having
you,
something. It's not a debt issue. It's not a debt issue.
You are exactly right. We are going to talk about that. I'm going to put that on my list, because you are exactly right. It's the nuances and the newness of something. And I see it happen all the time. Somebody says, oh, I can't do that. You know, a flashlight, the light coming out of the end of the stick. But there's new ways to do things.
I remember 20 years ago when I was talking about the ergonomic shovel. You know, now the shovel hasn't been, the patent hasn't been touched in over 100 years. Then all of a sudden, you see all these different ergonomic shovels pop up because the shovel was a little different than the current shovel, and they started getting patents. But we're going to talk about that in the future, but because I don't want to discourage inventors out there that maybe say, oh, they already have an invention here, I did my research, and I'm going to give up. No, don't give up, because we could maybe come up with a plan to make that product, existing product, better. But we're going to talk about that. But hey, we've got to take a short break. Give us our guest again, Rita. Who are we going to have coming up?
Lexa Gandolfo.
All right, on behalf of the Inventor Lady and myself, the Cajun Contractor, we're going to take a short break. We're going to pay some bills. Please visit the website, hometalkusa.com or inventorlady.com. But you can access both from both of our websites. This is Home Talk, right here, the very best of home improvement information and education. Me and Rita will be right back. Yahee!
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. I'm the Cajun contractor Michael King, along with my co-host, Miss Rita Crompton. We want to mention to all of you that Home Talk USA and the Invent America radio program, we do archive it 24/7, 365. So if you happen to miss the radio program on the weekend, that's when we do broadcast live all across this country on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. That's at gcnlive.com. You can just go to our websites, two websites. You can go to hometalkusa.com, or you can go to theinventorlady.com. You can catch the show. Right, Rita? They can catch it anytime they want. 2 a.m, 3 a.m, Sunday, Saturday, whatever time they want to catch the show, huh, Rita?
Absolutely. It makes it look like we are working 24/7, my friend. Because generally we are.
We are. This is radio.
I wake up at 2:30 in the morning and thinking, oh my goodness, here's a topic for the radio. So we are always working. And our first guest today is Lexa Gandolfo. And today we want to focus on some of those other inventor organizations that are out there, because they're a wonderful resource for every independent inventor. And Lexa, in addition to being a very creative inventor, is the co-founder and principal of Open Innovations Group and also the executive director of Invent New England, which is one of the oldest independent organizations in the country dedicated to helping and supporting, educating independent inventors. And she's got a resume that goes on after that, so you're just going to have to go and look for her. But in the meantime, Lexa, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Rita. Thank you, and thank you to Michael, too. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show to talk about my invention, Cargo Caddy, and also speak a little bit about the value of these independent inventor groups.
Well, first I want you to tell us a little bit about Cargo Caddy, because every inventor we have on, we want you to have a chance to promote your product. So tell us about it.
Yeah, sure. So Cargo Caddy is a shelf organizer for SUVs and CUV trunks. The trunk of an SUV and CUV, a crossover CUV, is shaped like a big box. So Cargo Caddy subdivides this space and provides users a new level of storage space up above the trunk floor. So it's just a shelf for your trunk, and it stows flat against the back of the seat when you don't need it. So think of an airline tray, but just bigger. It's used for storing groceries, bags, camping, hiking, fishing, other outdoor gear, folding chairs, and more. And
right, and when we post this, we will include a link to your site and to some of your video and everything, because a picture is worth 1,000 words on this. And Alexa is looking to license. So any of you guys out there that think that this is a product for you, you get into one of your dealerships and say, where's the Cargo Caddy? Because they're the ones that might be putting some pressure on somebody to license this.
That's right. It's better than format, Cargo Caddy.
Well,
pretty dealers.
Yeah, Lexi, this is Mike here, the Cajun man here. Tell us how being a part of this, this inventor group really has been really helpful to you and your company as you try to get the word out there and market this product, and also try to get that license, for the product.
Yeah, absolutely. So all the advice and input I've gotten through my involvement with inventor groups has been invaluable. I'm involved with the local one here. It's called INCA, the Inventors Network of the Capital Area. As Rita mentioned, I'm the executive director of Invent New England. I also work closely with the United Inventors Association as an ambassador. all of these groups, my involvement with them has provided extremely informed feedback throughout the development process. I could speak for hours about this, but just in summary, I designed Cargo Caddy at the beginning to be a product that would solve my problem. And then in speaking with all these other inventors, service providers, experts in the field through these independent inventor groups, I started learning about and exploring all these different market segments for the product that I never would have really thought about had I not spoken with them. So in speaking with them, it allowed me to take sort of an iterative process in developing the product, and then I designed it so that it could accommodate all these different market segments.
So, Alexa, when we kind of wrap up our segment with you, what advice do you have for the other inventors that are out there or somebody who's thinking, well, I think I might have an idea? What advice do you have for them?
My advice would be to join an independent inventor group right away. They're all over the country. There's over 65 active inventor groups, and they all kind of roll up to the United Inventors Association, or many of them do. So, you know, you can go to a local one, and that would be the first step that I would take. I would also encourage people to look at other ones outside of your local area, because a lot of the programming and the educational support is virtual. Finally, I'd say that they're great for any independent inventor, regardless of experience level. My good friend and president of Invent New England, George Peters, has been an independent inventor for over 25 years and has taken multiple products to market. He always tells me how much he still learns from our regular guest speakers that we host at Invent New England, as well as the many independent inventors he and I speak to on a near daily basis. So whether you're new to it, you're kind of middle of the road, or you're a seasoned vet, independent inventor groups are a safe place to go to get the information you need to make educated decisions about your product before spending a lot of money up front.
All right.
Right. And for the virtual ones, you can join the Inventors Roundtable, because it's virtual for anybody in rural America.
All right.
Yes. Rita's groups as well, for sure.
Good. Well, I got to let you know, Alexa, that we are going to have the president of the United Inventors Association a little later on the show in this hour, at the end of the segment. Carmine's going to be on the show. So,
all right. Say hello to Carmine for me.
Yeah, say hello. Well, we're going to take a short break. Give us that website right quick, Alexa. How can we learn more about you, the cargo carrier?
Yeah,
Caddy. I'm sorry.
It's thecargocaddy.com.
TheCargoCaddy.com. TheCargoCaddy.com. Alexa, I definitely want to thank you, and Rita wants to thank you, so we can take a short break. Thank you again, my buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye,
along.
Alexa.
We're going to take a short break. Got to pay some bills. Got to hear from some of our great sponsors. By helping to patronize all our great sponsors, basically keeps the Home Talk radio program on the air and the Invent America radio program on the air. So I want to thank all our sponsors. Check them out at HometalkUSA.com.